News from UNIFIL. As the harvest season begins in South Lebanon, UNIFIL peacekeepers and the Lebanese armed forces are helping farmers safely access their fields along the Blue Line. Farming is vital for local families, but many farmlands remain difficult or unsafe to reach due to unexploded ordnance and security risks. Last month, Ghanaian peacekeepers and the Lebanese army supported around 60 farmers during the tobacco harvest in Rmeish, Ait al-Shaab, and Ramya, helping protect their livelihoods. During a recent visit near the Blue Line, UNIFIL spokesperson Candace Ardeal shared more on this effort.
We're driving on some small roads near the Blue Line. There's a lot of fields around us. The fields that are to the left and right of us are tobacco fields, and for the most part they've been recently harvested, and this was done with the help of peacekeepers and the Lebanese armed forces, because farming is a very important industry in South Lebanon and it's something that people rely on for their livelihood. So peacekeepers are supporting the people in going to their fields, the farmers, to harvest their crops so that they can continue their livelihoods. Obviously, there's a real challenge now because many of the roads are blocked, accessibility is quite difficult, and we have the presence of Israeli soldiers here, which is a very destabilizing factor. But peacekeepers are here, and with the Lebanese army, they're helping the farmers access their land so that they can harvest their crops and hopefully make some money and continue with their livelihoods.
While visiting villages close to the Blue Line, Candace Ardeal said that peacekeepers have also resumed humanitarian demining in South Lebanon, nearly 2 years after operations were suspended due to cross-border fire. Cambodian and Chinese deminers are now working near Blida and Marun al-Ras, clearing about 18,000 square meters of land in coordination with the Lebanese army.
Recently, peacekeepers have resumed humanitarian demining, and this is demining that's separate from our usual operational demining, which is when peacekeepers go and clear areas so that peacekeepers in the Lebanese army can access them. Humanitarian demining means we're helping the people access their villages and access their farmlands. So this has started again because due to the conflict, there's a lot of landmines, unexploded ordnance, and things that are just dangerous to farmers and people who are trying to live and work near the Blue Line. So we've resumed this to help the people to be able to access their land and hopefully someday return to normal life and normal economy along the Blue Line.
On October 4, UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander Major General Diodato Abanyara handed over a ready-made dental clinic and medicines to the Abbas Medical Clinic in the town of Yatr. During his visit, Major General Abanyara reaffirmed UNIFIL's commitment to assisting local communities in South Lebanon, with particular focus on supporting civil society, children and women, adding that the mission will always stand by their side and continue providing assistance where needed.
This is just not a donation. This is the first step for a long, long, long collaboration. Because here it's not a simple donation. For me, it's to share something, all together. I want to thank women of this village. Really, I appreciate a lot your effort, every day, because you are the strength of the society.
On the 3rd of October, UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers provided medical assistance in the village of Blot. As part of their ongoing commitment to support the local communities they live and work in, the peacekeepers set up a temporary medical camp to provide free consultations and treatment. The initiative comes at a time when many basic services in South Lebanon have been disrupted due to the recent conflict, leaving residents with limited access to health care. Through such initiatives, UNIFIL peacekeepers continue to stand by the local population, offering essential services, donating equipment, and assisting humanitarian agencies in delivering aid. Recently, UNIFIL Indian Peacekeepers launched a month-long computer literacy campaign for women in southeastern Lebanon, aiming to expand economic opportunities for the local community. The course is currently benefiting 25 women from Kfar Shuba, Kfar Hammam, and Al-Hibberiyye. It provides basic computer skills and training in applications such as Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, tools expected to boost participants' competitiveness in the job market. Participant Muna Shibli expressed optimism, saying the training gives her hope to do more for her family and support her children in their studies. In coordination with local authorities and the Awareness and Consolation Association, ACA, UNIFIL's Indian Peacekeepers plan to expand the initiative to reach more women across the region.